Hello, 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 everybody. Good to see you. And we have another episode of Common Sense Uncensored, and things are going to be a little bit funky today because I had a guest cancel on me at the last minute. So we're going to be doing sort of a hodgepodge of things, and I'm hoping to have my guest come back in a week or two because it was a very interesting topic, so I won't tease that one anymore. But here we go. I would like to bring up a couple of things. First of all, I'm still working on having contact with different legislators and other things for our service people who are having problems having the military adhere to the law. And they're not wanting to be vaccinated. They're using a religious exemption policy and things. And I had the opportunity this week to speak to Representative Kramer when he was doing one of his radio shows. And I brought up to him that there were people that are out there that are in our current military that are having their rights violated. They're requesting religious exemptions, and they're doing everything in good faith. They're jumping through all the hoops that they're asked to by our government. And then they're quite literally being held in limbo. To which Mr. Kramer announced back to me that, well, he has written all of this legislation and all of these things that are doing, and that if people contact his office, well, he can't comment on any specific cases because it immediately becomes confidential information and stuff. So here's the problem. Mr. Kramer, you probably are never going to see this, but I'm going to use this as a soapbox anyway, and that is, you can write all the legislation you want. If the military is not adhering by the rules, the one gentleman I spoke to had been waiting over 90 days for his religious exemption to come through according to the rules, according to the law that was passed by the Supreme Court. They're supposed to be doing that in 90 days, not 9 months. All right. So part of what I'm saying to these people is this. So let's say somebody doesn't happen to have a congressman or a senator like Mr. Kramer that they can write to. Are these people SOL? They're not supposed to have any backing. If you have to jump through all these hoops, if you do everything you're supposed to, and the military can pretty much flash you the middle finger and say, guess what, we've got you by the nards, and you signed on for this, and you are ours, and we can do anything we want to, you suddenly become a non-citizen while you're fighting for citizens' rights. I got to tell you, I am not amused. I am not amused at all. And when a congressman or a senator answers my question with basically what sounded to me like a wonderful campaign speech about all the legislation that he's done and didn't listen to a word I said about the fact that the laws are being violated, but tells me he's writing more law. I just got to say, people, we got a problem. We got some major problems. First of all, our people aren't listening to us. Second of all, their answer to this is to continue to write useless legislation, because legislation that is not enforced is merely words on paper. And that's where we're at right now. We have lots of legislation that's supposed to protect our border. How's that working for us? Not very well. And so now, the person in the hot seat today is once again my poor husband, because I did not have the ability to have a guest, so I need a sounding board to go off of, because I know y'all aren't going to listen to me all the time. So, honey, welcome back.
Ah, it's good to be back with you.
You need a microphone, baby.
I do.
I think...
Is this one
working? That one works.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be here. Oh, this is brilliant.
People want to hear your dulcet tones, they love.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So, okay, well, what do you think about that with my non-answer, quite frankly, from Mr. Kramer? And what good does that do if every person that's out there, and there's thousands of them that are out there with religious exemptions hanging in limbo, if they all have to write to their senators and their congressmen, kind of dumb, right? I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is obviously disappointing. But the thing that I love about this, and Kramer's awesome about this, just awesome, he's talking about writing this legislation. And they all do it. And, of course, he's getting better and better at all the time. writing legislation. He can have, and he does have, his peons, whatever you want to call
minions.
Them. Minions. Minions? Is that the best
like
term
minions.
For it?
Minions. I like minions.
Minions.
They're wonderful minions, but
all they're
going
to do, all they're doing is they do write a whole bunch of stuff, but they never submit it to on the floor or anything. So basically, he's just covering his ass. Can you say ass? But
he just did.
he's just covering his butt because he's going to write something about, oh, there might be some problem with the Native Americans, so I'm going to write a bill about it, or I'm going to write a bill, but I'm never submitting it. That's what he's doing here. All he has no intention of this thing ever going through, and he's going to get one of his co-sponsors do it, so they're both covering their butts. And if they did, couldn't you, if you really forced yourself and you go to everybody, wouldn't you get a whole bunch of co-signers for this situation if you think it's really bad? They're not working on it. He doesn't give a dang. And that's what's really frustrating when they yes. use this, oh, I'm writing legislation. And he always says, I'm writing this legislation. And it's never submitted. And it's never going to be. He has no intention. He is a different man than the person that we elected. Well,
originally ran. And here's the thing.
He could be obviously been a phony then too.
Well, but let's look at it this way. Even if he does submit it and stuff like that, even if it is passed into law, they're currently violating their own rules. They're currently violating. So what we need is we need enforcement. They're supposed to have an answer within 90 days, 90 days, not 9 months. I mean, this is what bothers me is we have probably hundreds of thousands, if not more, laws on the books. How many of them are not being enforced? And I'm not talking about the ones that are still on the books where you can be picked up for riding drunk on your horse. I'm talking about the ones that should be actually being enforced today and are not. Laws at the border, laws protecting people's First Amendment rights, their Second Amendment rights, everything else. We've got laws on the books. And what are we doing? We're writing legislation after legislation after legislation that all, again, is not going to be enforced. So what are we doing? We can tell people how hard we're working. My gosh, we're working so hard, and nothing's getting done.
And it's all written down so they can sit there and say, hey, look what I've done for you, or tried to do for you. No, you didn't even try.
If you just reelect me, I'll get it done next time.
Yes, and that's it. That's the thing that's always about getting reelected, and that's all they're going to try to do is just get enough out there, or find enough fools to vote for them so they get reelected. I mean, there's some big money in this stuff, because you ever see these congressmen, the type of houses that when they get elected the first time they live in, and what they live in after 20 years of Congress. And and really, Congress doesn't really pay all that much.
It's less than $300,000 a year. But here's the other thing. And that is, for example, Nancy Pelosi's husband, right before they did a big contract with microchips or microchip processors, bought millions of dollars in that company. But there's no insider trading going on. Who here believes that?
But the thing is, you remember, they're immune to it. They can.
I know.
They can do it. I mean, it's like going, we couldn't do it. Insider trading's illegal for us, but they have. It's legal for them. How the hell we ever got there?
They passed the law.
I know they did.
They passed the law. That's how we got there.
Of course it is. And, well, we'll talk about it later, but, I mean, that's a big thing about passing laws and corruption and kickbacks. We got the big name, of course, nowadays is Ukraine.
Money laundering capital of the world.
Yes, it is.
You give them a bunch of arms and a bunch of money, and guess how much comes back to not us, the people, but the other people.
Yes, indeed. We'll talk about that. Anything else you want to talk about this military stuff, which is very, very upsetting to you and to me? I mean, it's like going, don't tell me you're doing something, Kramer, when you are not doing things. You are not making an effort of this, and nobody is.
Well, that's what I would like to talk to people about. I would like to say, here's the thing. I'm one voice screaming in the wind. My husband's another voice screaming into the wind. If we can get enough people contacting Kramer, Armstrong, Hoven, if you're seeing this podcast outside of the state of North Dakota, contact your Minnesota, your South Dakota, contact your congressman as well and ask them, what the hell is going on? These are our people that are assigned to protect us. They're our front line between us and really, really bad things like what supposedly is going on in the Ukraine. And what are we doing? We're screwing with them. So please, please join our voices. But speaking of the Ukraine, dear, and speaking of our Congress people and money laundering and other stuff, what's the latest on your agenda with the Ukraine and the fact that, in fact, the other thing that I heard when I was talking to Mr. Kramer was the fact that he thinks it's perfectly fine the amount of money and arms that we're putting into the Ukraine. And I quote him, he said, the Cold War was very expensive to run. Our putting money and arms into the Ukraine right now in the long run is going to be much cheaper than the Cold War ever was. So this, in fact, is saving us money. I'm just going to go over to you with that one, maybe.
Well, for one thing, the Cold War was 40-some years. I mean, or might have been a little longer than that. So that's just a stupid and idiotic comparison. But, of course, Kramer, Hoven, and Armstrong, they're getting in. I shouldn't say a lot about Armstrong because he is on the road to going to hell with the rest of them. But he's not there yet. Okay,
to our knowledge.
Yes. And, I mean, okay, there's so much corruption in Ukraine that where else would you send money? Because you know that's where the kickback's going to be. I got to ask these guys, okay, first of all, you started off with $1 billion.
Yep.
Then you went to $5 billion.
Yep.
$40 billion, and then you draft back, what was it, $5 or $6 billion?
Oh, right? What's a billion here?
You know, and $10 billion someplace. I think it was $10 billion the last time was what they're talking about. But I got to sit there and think about this. All right, you have a kid, irresponsible little kid. Are you going to give him a whole bunch of money to go down to the store and get something that you want? Or aren't you going to sit there? Did you ever... It is obviously it's no, because the first $1 billion, you know how that was spent? Obviously you don't, because you're given $5 billion right after that.
No accounting is going on with any of this.
You know how that $6 billion led to $40 billion. How the hell are you going to sit there and let this little kid, this little corrupt Zelensky and whoever else is involved with it? Why are you doing that? Why? Because you don't know how they spend it, but you're sitting there. Oh, they're going to give a kid back.
Let me bring this point too. The Ukraine is where Hunter Biden made over $50,000 a month on the board of an oil company when he has no idea of anything about energy. Nancy Pelosi's son was also over there and in China on a variety of boards, bringing home millions and millions of dollars. So there has already been a history of corruption and money flow going back and forth between major people in our government and the Ukraine. And now we're sending them money with the blessing of everybody because, well, you know, it's a war. And then on top of that, we're sending them arms where we have no idea where those arms are going once they get there either. Every time the money gets there or the arms get there, there is no tracking whatsoever after that. Where are all those weapons going? Where is all that money going? And you want to know what? Nobody can tell us where it's going, but they can sure tell us that it's a great deal to have it.
There's no doubt about it. That's what I'm talking about. It's like it's a perfect place for corruption.
The black hole of money laundering.
It is. It is huge now. But of course, you know, one thing nice about it is China is going to catch up to Ukraine here pretty soon.
They already have.
Yeah, I know.
But they're huger.
They're much larger. But, I mean, you know, the Ukraine is definitely a place where you can make lots of money if you do the right political things for them.
Well, and it's such a propaganda factory because, of course, everybody was running around, remember, with the little Ukraine flag pins, and we stand with the Ukraine, and they were attacking Russian restaurants in New York and doing all sorts of those wonderful, intelligent things that people do when the propaganda machine winds them up. But I'm going to go first here before we continue with a wonderful profit margin break here with Southtown Poorhouse, because every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. Stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour, half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6. And you can't forget about Buck Burgers on Tuesdays and the awesome steak specials on Thursdays at 6. Make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page and find out if your favorite band is playing live. They're on a summer hiatus, but they will be back in the fall. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, which is at 2015 Library Circle, right next to the Grand Cities Mall. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. And, folks, they're hiring. You can get great pay, flexible hours, part-time or full-time employee discounts. And when the bands are playing and back this fall, you can get a free cover on band night. So check out Southtown Poorhouse. And don't be late for happy hour. Okay. So, I don't know. I just personally think that we're locked into this propaganda where we're made to believe that if it's on social media or if it's on the news, that it's for real. And recently, there was an exclusive interview on a British channel, GBN's show called The Lockdown Inquiry. And this was a guy, Mark Sharman, who's a former news executive at International Network Sky News, as well as a veteran of BBC and ITV. He came forward to reveal what you and I have known for a long time, but many others guessed. And that is, the news networks were ordered to adhere to the government's pandemic narratives or risk serious consequences, such as losing their broadcast licenses. And I'd like to point out that once the Ukraine war started, that this is the exact same thing that Russia did to their media outlets. Russia went in and said to their media outlets that if you say any bad words about us going into the Ukraine or whatever, we're going to shut down your radio station, we're going to shut down your TV station, we're going to shut down your news station. You will not be able to broadcast the news. The only news that you're going to be able to broadcast is the news that we give you. Now, we all stood there and went, "Woo, Russia, how could you do that? Lack of freedom." And yet, here we are. And there's an office called Ofcom, which is the Office of Communication out of Great Britain. And they were told, again, you better follow the rule. And it was advice that was more than a warning. Sharman said, it was a warning to basically say, do not question the official government line. Now, he said, to be fair to them, they said you can have opposition voices on, but you must present them as a must intervene. In other words, harmful disinformation. So you can have opposition on, but you have to declare that they're tin hatters and they're crazy abuts who don't know a thing about what they're talking about. Meanwhile, we're busy decrying what's happening over in Russia and the Ukraine versus disinformation. And we always hear about disinformation. And our own governments are doing the exact same thing. And I have to say, propaganda is probably the strongest weapon. In fact, it's even more stronger than a bullet. Because we talk in this country all the time about mass shootings, but we don't talk about the damage that mass propaganda can do to an uninformed populace.
Well, just so you know, we are... you know, people like me and you are probably the epitome of the real thing on disinformation. We are.
Well, that's what we're called.
Disinformation. And, I mean, this is the worst part of it is it's, what is it? Where the hell is the First Amendment? All right? That's it. Freedom of speech. And they can't do it. And obviously, I'd assume they get kickbacks and money back from... or the COVID, all the COVID money they get back for not broadcasting too. They're threatened, of course, but they get their money back from it too. And I know those, some of the local stations have really changed their voices, and they watch what they say. I do listen to some of the conservative.
You also listen to CNN, which makes my hair curl.
I listen to everybody. I want to know what I always say the enemy's saying, but the conservative ones, they watch what they're saying very well because we know it's true. We know that they're being censored and they're being watched, and that's what's, well, hell, that's how we're going to have the tyranny. I mean, that's where it's going to come. Our First Amendment rights are going to be slashed or are being slashed. And guess what? There's lots of people that are saying, not just on the left side, but on, you know, the more conservative people are saying, well, that's okay. They really are, and that's a problem.
And it continues on. A journalist named Alex Berenson shared that a lawsuit between him and Twitter has been settled after the media giant admitted it was wrong to suspend him. They permanently suspended him from the platform in August of 2021 after he contradicted COVID-19 messaging in a tweet, even though it was factually accurate. And he had a Substack page called Unreported Truths, and they banned him after he got 5 strikes under the COVID misinformation policy, which is supposedly made claims of fact that were demonstrably false or misleading and likely to impact public safety or cause serious harm. But what he was saying was the truth. He said it doesn't stop infection or transmission. Don't think of it as a vaccine, which, by the way, they've changed the definition of vaccine, so we don't have to think of it about that. He said, think of it at best as a therapeutic with a limited window of efficacy and terrible side effects profile that must be dosed in advance of the illness, and we want to mandate it. So the man was telling the truth and was permanently suspended. Now, this just says that they settled the lawsuit, which I'm assuming means money exchanged hands. But there's studies after studies that show the shots provide little protection, and what little protection there is actually wanes violently. And that we've discovered right now, Mr. President is on his second round of COVID within less than 2 weeks. He supposedly had it for a week, took this pill, magically got rid of it, and now it's back again. The stuff don't work, people. It costs a lot of money and it don't work. But that doesn't follow the propaganda. And again, I'm more scared of what damage this propaganda and what damage this government control of our media and the message is going to do to us in the long run. Because it's not just destroying the First Amendment. It's destroying people's livelihoods with lockdowns and things. I went to Wally World, Walmart, really quickly before I got here today. And I watched people parading around in that store in full face masks. And that's fine. Knock yourself out. If that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. But right around the corner is these people demanding that I wear one because they heard it was effective, which it isn't. I mean, this is just the madness that we've got.
I mean, it is. I do cringe. I mean, the face mask now, it's like I'm thinking to myself, every time I see it, I go, there's an idiot. I mean, it's bad. And as far as money, how much money have we, the taxpayers, given to Moderna, Pfizer, and that stuff? That's what's really frustrating. It's like going, nobody ever says it.
No. Nope.
I mean, because obviously
the shots are free.
Yes, they're free.
The shots are free.
Yeah.
They're free. The test kits are free.
Test kits? I thought they were $250.
Oh, no. That's if you want to get tested yourself.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
If you want to get tested yourself, they're free. We've just been joined by Paul. Paul, jump in here.
Oh.
Did you turn the right camera on? Hang on. There we are.
I got it.
Never mind. Woo.
Okay.
Button error.
Well, I was just listening to what you were saying, and I wanted to just remind you that we did stop the pandemic by putting arrows in the aisleways of grocery stores and making it so restaurants had a table, but then there was a table between that table, so nobody could get the COVIDs when they walked from one table to another.
Take your mask off and eat, but put it on to go to the bathroom.
And sit down, and you're fine. And, I mean, And when it first started, remember, everybody was wiping everything down. Yeah. You have a plexiglass that you'd hand somebody money to. They would hand you the money back. And then you'd look around the plexiglass and ask them a question. And And people would get in their car and be driving by themselves with their masks on. So I just wanted to, you know, just remind everybody that, you know, all these measures that were taken, they clearly stopped the pandemic. Well, so
and that's part of this propaganda thing, because there were people that were having knockdown drag out fights in the stores because somebody dared to walk in without a mask. And there were people with medical exemptions, couldn't wear a mask and stuff. And I saw videos of people who were having knockdown drag, put your mask on.
Oh,
put your mask on. It was horrible.
I got confronted several times, and it was funny to me because, you know, I wouldn't have my mask on. Then I'd have this person come running up to me saying, you need to put your mask on. You need to put your mask on. I'm like, if you're so worried, why are you getting so close to me and yelling at me? You wouldn't you want to distance yourself from me if I don't have a mask on? You think that you'd be like, oh, he doesn't have a mask on, I should probably stay away. But no, they run up into your face and muffle whatever words are coming through that mask at you. But
this is the problem. This mass hysteria can be produced by the propaganda. And there's probably very few people that are out there that are as old as I am. But back in the early 40s and 50s, there was a gentleman that did the War of the Worlds on radio on a Halloween. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those broadcasts where there was limited commercials, and it was done as theater, but it was done as a live broadcast where aliens were invading the Earth, and people leaped from windows and committed suicide. The mass hysteria that was brought on by that broadcast, and that was when we had limited ability to reach people. And what we have today is the ability through social media and everything else. We can reach people 24/7. Everywhere they are, including people that sleep with their cell phones.
Yep. We'll be talking about it on our movie show on Wednesday, but I just watched 1984. I don't know if you
I've saw. Seen it, yep.
I read the book. That's the only one I read three times.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
And it's pretty crazy. I mean, they have, you know, the thought police.
Yes.
Two plus two equals five.
Five.
And if you don't believe 2 + 2 = 5, well, then you're not listening to the propaganda. You're not one with the system. And you have to believe it. No, even if everything in your
DNA
DNA says it's wrong, well, we're just gonna make it so.
And they control the print media. They have the TV screens in the houses, mm-hmm, that have the face of the leader on it 24/7. Big Brother is watching, and they're using the TVs to watch, which is interesting because of the type of I don't want to say the word because we have one in the studio. The Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to be careful what I say. But the machines that you can just say, give me this information, and they're listening to you. People have stories continuously where they've been having a conversation, and suddenly the machine breaks in with something about their conversation, and they weren't talking to her. That machine is supposed to be asleep unless you say the name of the machine. And televisions that are smart televisions that are on 24/7 and do the same thing. We are under constant barrage by this propaganda. How can it not influence people?
I can guarantee you. I mean, I don't even have my phone on right now, but just speaking about that movie, I'm going to have ads pop up,
yep,
in my social media that have to deal with just even mentioning that movie because it's constantly listening to you.
Well, Bruce, you read the book, and you've read it three times, so you know it inside out and backwards and forwards more than a lot of people I know. And you've often brought up the phrase, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. And we are at that point in society.
You're going to do what they tell you. And just so you know, the only reason that the face mask didn't work is because of you two guys not wearing it, is what they are going to tell you. And like I say, you know, and
that's why we still have COVID, because Paul and I didn't wear masks.
Well, remember, exactly. at the beginning, it was to protect.
Yes.
Protect the other person, not yourself.
Well, that's because you're so magnanimous.
Yeah. Okay. War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Yes. Was the one who wrote it, but it was Orson Welles who actually did the broadcast.
No, not Orson. Orson Welles, that was his nephew.
He's yes, Orson Welles did the broadcast on Halloween. Yeah, H.G. Wells wrote the story. Orson Welles did the radio broadcast. Trust me on this one, honey.
All right.
Trust me on this one.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, trust me on this one, honey. I know that one.
I'm going to say no, but it was.
Bet me a dollar because I love taking dollars off you, honey.
Right. But I do believe it was a actor, big guy. But anyway, we don't care. Because you will.
I will get my dollar.
You know, just really quickly going back to that 1984, another thing that I thought was really interesting about it is that they were constantly, every day, there was this supposed war going on.
Yes.
That I think it was actually made up.
It was.
And they would constantly have updates on the war. You know, rations are this, you know, we attacked them and we broke through this front line, blah, blah, blah. But it was every single day, just constant updates on it. Well, if you looked at everything that we went through in the last year or two, every day, COVID updates, COVID updates, COVID updates. Just watch the death count, like, just keep rising and rising and rising.
There's a reason that book's not assigned anymore. It used to be assigned reading in college, and there's a reason why it's not assigned anymore, because they're using it as a primer.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But one thing we got to do here is we do have to go to time is just flying, because we have to do another obscene profit margin break here. And this one is for executive properties. And I want to know, have you been putting off a remodel or something new around your house long enough? Well, silly people, let Executive Properties get it done. Executive Properties does all kinds of commercial and residential work, decks, windows, siding, et cetera, whatever. You get the picture. And they're going to take the time to listen to what you want done, and then they'll do it right. With over 30 years of experience, you can let Barry Romo and the crew take care of you. They offer senior and referral discounts. So for all your general contractor needs, call Executive Properties. And that would be at 701-330-1273. Or check out their website at www.executiveproperties.org and let the boys at Executive Properties do the work for you. Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I'm really concerned about some of this social media stuff that's been going on, especially because it's being used as a weapon. There was a group called, let's see here, get my notes, Shut Down DC. Their goal is to harass Kavanaugh, Alito, Thomas Gorsuch, Coney Barrett, or Roberts. They set out and put up a webpage and set out tweets saying, if you see any of these people and you DM us with details, we'll Venmo you $50 for a confirmed sighting and $200 if they're still there 30 minutes after your message. Because the plan is they're going to converge on wherever these people are, whether it be a restaurant or whatever. And their plan is to completely disrupt these people's rights to have an actual personal life and basically be a pain in the backside to them because of their sending the abortion rights back to the state. Now, the reason I find this problematic is because this is actually literally hate speech. They've set up a GoFundMe where they can collect money so that they're not even the ones paying this $50 and $200 and stuff. But has Twitter shut them down? No. Is Twitter warning them about anything? No. Has their page where they're asking for funds and stuff been shut down? No. But you get some Canadian truckers that want to protest peacefully, and suddenly their bank accounts are raided and shut down by the state. Their Twitter and Facebook accounts and pages are shut down. All kinds of things are happening. So the First Amendment is alive and well as long as you're following the propaganda and the agenda. The rest of us have no First Amendment rights. And if the propaganda continues on, we probably will soon have no Second Amendment rights. And what bothers me so badly is the fact that the social media and the propaganda that's going on, and we talked about 1984 and the war, and it mirroring what's going on in the Ukraine, where they're dumping all of this money and everything else. Now, I want to point out, I am not saying that people are not being shot and injured in the Ukraine. I am not pointing out that there are not bombs falling or explosions happening there. That is not what I am saying. But what I am saying is the situation is not nearly as dire as it is being proposed to via all the media updates and everything else. And we have people that we have talked to that are boots on the ground in the Ukraine that have verified that to us. Can you visit the Ukraine right now? It's very restricted. Why? They don't want people going in there, not because it's a war zone, but because you're going to find out how much of a war zone it is not. And when I look at 1984 and I talk to people about 1984, I sigh because the amount of people that have no knowledge of actual history anymore. And when we look at the people that are going around with applause, destroying history, taking down statues, destroying other things that actually provide a historic look into what is going on so that people can be aware, I'm frustrated. I know you are too, huh?
Well, you're talking about different rules, different people, different voices. It's, you know, like you look at the people that walked the hallways for, what was the name of that, Colbert, right?
Oh, the people, the producers that were caught in the Capitol.
Yes, they sit there, there are nine of them. They sit there and they're not going to prosecute them. Exact same thing happened.
They were caught. They were caught after hours.
Yep.
After hours in the.
And they were told
not
to do it. But then
there they are.
Here we got thousands of people being just hammered. I mean, and still in jail for just walking the halls.
If some of them didn't even do that, honey. There was a guy. There was a gentleman that was interviewed by the FBI up in Pembina County.
Yes.
Because it had been rumored. There, somebody's wife said, well, I heard he was there, sent a letter to or a message to the FBI office, and they came in and interviewed him for over an hour, asking him where he was, could he prove where he was, can he prove that he hadn't been there? And he had proof that he wasn't, and he hadn't even left the state. But somebody had turned him in. Getting back to 1984, somebody had turned him in because they were positive that if he could have been there, he would have been.
And as a matter of fact, getting back, I hate to see 1984 so much, but guess who's going to be the number one pointing out of the people that are causing trouble? The kids.
Yes.
Your kids.
Your kids.
If you
like
to read 1984, it's always the kids were getting bronze stars and stuff for doing that. They're heroes because they turn in their parents. And the neighbors... Oh, it is going to be an interesting thing, and are we heading that direction? We are. We really are.
Red flag laws. Turning in your neighbor. My neighbor has guns. I am uncomfortable because my neighbor has guns. I think he's dangerous, so I'm going to turn my neighbor in because he makes me uncomfortable. Did he say anything to you? No, we don't speak. Well, then how do you know he's dangerous? Well, he has guns. He makes me uncomfortable. Therefore, I think somebody needs to do an intervention. Ta-da, we are doomed.
We are in trouble. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, seriously, when someone who's quite frankly a virtual stranger. Now, I can turn you in, and here's the fun stuff. I have people say, well, Kit, there's a solution to that. You got to vote.
Yes.
All you got to do, Kit, is vote. And this will all be solved without any problem whatsoever. And you've got a paper there that I brought in that said that, quite frankly, Iowa has more voters. And this is on August 1st, 2022. Iowa has the lowest presidential rate in history at 27%. Seven counties have more people registered than they actually have voters. Newsflash, people, you can't have more than 100%, but there's a list. Adams County has 101.8%. Dickinson County, 101.3%. Fremont, 103.6%. It goes on and on and on. Doesn't it look suspicious to anybody else that five counties are on the border of another state? And Leon and Fremont counties are on Iowa's borders? Now, okay, this could mean that people moved out of Iowa but still voted at their previous address. But three of the other counties border Minnesota. So let me just share that with you. This is a big darn deal. And when we bring this stuff like this to light, you want to know what people say? Oh, Kramer, there is nothing wrong with that election. There's nothing to see here. Our elections, and I will quote, days after, the media, the propaganda machine, these were the most secure elections in the history of the United States. And that's a quote. And in fact, it was such a quote, whether you turn to MSNBC, CNN, NPR, whatever most news station you turn to, they were using those exact same words.
that's why you definitely have to start listening to those stations, because they haven't stopped. They're still doing it. It's still the most secure elections, and our and lots of the representatives in North Dakota here in North Dakota, they think they're telling us how honest our elections were, and we. Well, I want you to know, people in North Dakota, we are having trouble. We are going to have a lots of trouble, and everybody's saying, "Why? Why are? Can you say that?" Because all the Republicans are going to win anyway, but all I'm going to tell you, they're practicing.
Well, here's
they got to get they right now to run a good fraud game.
Yeah,
you have to practice, and that's what we're doing here in North Dakota right now.
Well, and seriously, I'll be honest with you. It doesn't matter to me if all the Republicans are getting, just because your team's winning, if they're cheating, does it make it okay? I guess I'm old fashioned because my answer to that is no, it does not.
And guess what? Just so you know, they're not on our team kid anymore.
No, I know they're not.
The Republicans basically, and I always had this pointed or wrote this down today, that it's, if you want to get, just so you know, guys, people that are out there running for, going to run for something, it doesn't matter what you are. You just make sure you put an R. Make sure you call yourself a Republican. Guess what? You know, you're going to get elected, Shannon George, Roars Jones, what's that, Lee down there. Look, all these people. And oh, how about Trail County? We got a couple people that tell them our runs as a Republican, which their voting record shows that they're
not. They're definitely not.
I mean, it's outrageous. So that's obviously, that's my tip for everybody that wants to get elected. Just run as a Republican, because guess what? We do, I hate to insult a large part of our populace, but
uninformed.
Uninformed. I was going to say idiots, but
no. Let's go with uninformed.
Okay. Do we agree? We agree. You guys are not idiots. You're uninformed. No, you're idiots. Okay. Because you don't. You sit there and remember the simple. I'm going to say it 100 times because, as I ran for governor before, and I said, if you don't know what you're voting for, don't vote. And that's what we have to do. Well, in other words, learn who you're voting for and what their records are.
And then also be aware of what PACs, political action committees, are backing and things like that. Because the White House did not respond directly when asked about Democrats supporting candidates who question the 2020 election results in Republican primaries in hopes of securing victories in the general election. Here's what their strategy is. This is Democrats. They're propping up what they perceive as being fringe GOP primary contests to make the general elections more winnable for Democratic candidates, all right? And so what's literally happening is it's Liz Cheney did the same thing. She asked Democrats to cross over in the primary election and vote for her so that she would be assured of being in the general election and stuff. And so what these PAC political action committees are doing is they're supporting people they don't want to get in because they think if they get in, if they actually make it to the general election, the Democrats have a better chance of getting elected because they're so divisive. And this is the same thing happening in our state with these rhinos. Burgum's political action committees, other political action committee money and stuff is coming in. And they're sending out all these wonderful glossy flyers and stuff that come to your house and you get 10, 12, 13 of them and stuff. They're paying for all the yard signs. So when you drive down the road, you're seeing all these names again. So for an uninformed populace, you're seeing this name over and over and over again. So when you go to your ballot, you take a look and you go, well, everybody seems to really like this person, so they must be a good person. So I'm going to vote for them. And you've done no research on your own. You have allowed a political action committee. You have allowed money, oftentimes outside money, to take your vote from you and put it behind somebody that you have no intention of probably voting for. And if you knew what their voting record was, and this, ladies and gentlemen, stinks to high heaven. So when someone tells me I can solve the problem by voting, I go, maybe not anymore. Paul.
Just something that I've noticed, and I think I've pointed it out in other shows, but I don't know if maybe you've noticed it, but you know how you can tell if somebody's Democrat or Republican running?
How?
Republicans always use their last name. Democrats always use their first name.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. If you
Heidi.
Yeah, if you ever see a blue sign, vote Heidi, vote for her, vote, you know, whatever it is, vote whatever some dude's name is. But Democrats always use their first name because they think it's more
personable
and relatable. And Republicans, for some reason, always use their last name.
Well, I know one thing, and that is I don't trust any of them any further than, you know, I could throw them and... This is the problem because it's all comes back to money. Ukraine is money. The propaganda and the media is money. The pharmaceutical companies with COVID, money. It all comes down to following that damn dollar bill again. And we are getting nowhere except what's happening is the fact that our elections are being purchased right before our eyes and we're allowing it. And yes, we're just sitting in silence. We're like a frog in the cold water on the stove. If you put a frog in a cold pan of water on the stove and gradually turn up the heat, it won't leave the pan even as it's cooking to death. It's terrible. It's just ridiculous. We're going to do one more really quick profit break here. And I've got to tell you, because it's a near and dear to me, it is my life with Biohack. And I can biohack my life with supplements and body care with Stephanie Kranelka and LifeVantage, which is a science-based company that has dedicated its time to helping people reach their health and wellness goals. Products that can assist with personal skin and hair care, immune system health, anti-aging solutions, and even pet health. For more information, check out stephk.lifevantage.com or text 701-230-9306 or email skbesthealth@gmail.com. And Stephanie will put you on a plan that will keep you healthy, your skin glowing, and your hair in great shape. You guys are actually seeing some of my hair today because I didn't get to the gym today, so I got to come out with the mane. And yes, I do have this much hair. That's why you normally see it pulled back. But Stephanie's helping me work with that too. But okay, so I got to tell you, I am very frustrated at a lot of the stuff that is going on with our elected people. Because just because their lips are moving, I usually assume they're lying. And when I sit and watch the TV at night or I listen to NPR, the news and everything else, or I take some time out and I do some Twitter surfing or some Facebook surfing and stuff, and I look at the stuff that's out there and the amount of actual misinformation that is being allowed to skate. And watching, well, we talked about 2 + 2 = 5, and you have to believe. And people are saying, well, that's not happening today. Really? How about the people that are assuring you that men can be pregnant? How about the people that are telling you that you don't know what a woman is because you don't know for sure if it's transgender or what? No, dude, I know what a woman is. Okay, I know exactly what a woman is. I know exactly what a man is. I know there are two genders, period. Thank you very much. And I don't want the male portion of that gender at any time in my bathroom in public or in my locker room at the gym or anywhere to be seen. Nor would I be willing to bet, Bruce, you don't want to see the female equivalent in your locker room anytime soon just because she happens to feel like a guy that day.
Yeah, I gotta say it there.
I know guys probably wouldn't mind. I know. Bastards. Guys are like, it's a girl in the locker room.
It really
depends
on. It really depends on. Let's be honest. What she looks like. Come on. I mean, okay, yes, well. We are. We are a disgusting gender.
All right, Paul, go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. You want a girl in the locker room?
No, because I'm gonna pull up a picture for you too.
And okay.
The reason I'm pulling this up is because I put this up on a post, and I'm pretty sure that it just got flagged and nobody
shadow banned.
Pretty much shadow banned it, because this is it's really disturbing to see that with the cancel culture, you know, taking down like Dukes of Hazzard and all this stuff, and like how, you know, you got all these racist movements going on, whatever. I'm going to pull up the picture, and I want your guys' opinion on
awesome.
This.
Awesome. Do this, because, yes, I can see it. And this is something that I've often wondered about. Yep, White Chicks. The film where the black comedians were in whiteface. And what would be the hue and cry if this was reversed? First of all, they're male, posing as females. Second of all, they're black, posing as white. Okay. So, what do you think? Is this a valid complaint that I might? What's the word? Cultural appropriation, right?
Yeah. I mean, would you classify yourself as? I mean, you're a white chick. Is that what you?
I'm hitting your camera. It's not going over.
No, I still got it on the picture right here because we're just kind of discussing it. I think holding it up really is kind of impactful.
Well, remember the cultural appropriation problem? I shouldn't be allowed to wear my hair in an afro or in dreadlocks because I'm appropriating. Mm-hmm. I'm appropriating all the stuff there.
And not only is it not just like Sarah and Karen, it's white chicks.
Yep.
Remember, the
Dixie Chicks had to change their name?
The reason I pulled this up, too, is because this keeps getting recommended to me on, like, Netflix or something.
You're kidding.
No, it keeps popping up as, like...
The movie to watch.
You must be woke. Yeah. They must see you as a woke man.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll pull the picture.
Okay. I look at things like this, and I watch people that are apologizing day and day. Katy Perry came out during one of her concerts wearing a kimono and did a segment because she thought it was honoring the Japanese culture. And she just got lambasted for cultural appropriation. How dare you? That's not your heritage. You have no right to use that or whatever. And now we got two black guys who have appropriated white face, who also have appropriated females. I mean, the craziness that we are living in today makes 1984 look almost sane.
And, well, you look at it and... It's, guess what? Something that has gone away. It's supposed to be comedic.
Yeah.
Even though White Chicks was not a good show.
It wasn't a good movie, but.
But it's still supposed to be comedy. Who is it that's having troubles?
Yep.
A black dude, he's given up on humor anymore.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I can't. Yeah, I know who you are. And he's a great guy. He's been canceled, literally.
Yes, he has, simply because he's not funny anymore because he's saying things that used to be funny. Actually, it's like humor nowadays has changed so much. I tell you what, I watch some of these shows on NBC and CBS, and it's like going, I can't laugh. It's not funny. It's the only thing, and the audience will laugh every time. Dave Chappelle. Every time they make fun of Trump, you know that Colbert, I mean, and what's the chick that always?
Samantha Bee.
Samantha Bee.
She just got canceled, by the way.
Oh my God! I tell you what, I watch and listen to those people, and I cannot laugh.
No, they're not funny.
I listen to quite a bit of Samantha Bee. Just to see if anything could ever make me smile. And all I did is grimace. I mean, it's like going, what the hell is wrong
with that? It's not jokes. What it is political zinging, one-upsmanship, and just, again, propaganda.
Yes,
propaganda in the form of comedy, supposedly.
Okay, how can anybody really think that's funny?
She was on for like 3 seasons.
Yeah,
Unless what it is, of course, is just furthering the propaganda narrative.
Yes, it is.
Which is exactly the reason I think they even stay on.
Well, look at CNN and the ratings.
Yeah,
they're not being paid. And I tell you what, they have, you know, you ever look at them? Well, you don't watch it.
But I do on occasion.
Goodness, the different people have advertised them on their stations. I mean, that's one thing. It's like going, holy man.
Pharmaceutical companies. This news is bought to you by Moderna. This news is bought to you by... It's pharmaceutical companies back to back.
There's so many big companies that are now woke. I mean, you sit there and obviously you have to be woke if you listen to CNN and NBC.
Well, they can't be doing that good because they're... remember they launched CNN Plus, which was their streaming thing, and it didn't even make its 30 days?
No, I think it was a week.
I mean, it didn't even make it a month, but it was the worst.
Yes, the numbers were terrible, and which was good to see.
But it doesn't. It is good to see, but the problem is it doesn't make any difference because I'll be honest. every single time I'm in a gym, and I go to a variety of gyms, or you go to an airport, or what's on? CNN.
Yes.
CNN. Those are, that's MSNBC. Those are the channels and stuff that are on. Again, it's that mass messaging, the subliminal messaging and everything else that's set to get to you. And that constant bombardment with the lies. And wasn't it Stalin that said, I believe, you'd say a lie loud enough and long enough, and it'll soon become the truth. And this is what's occurring here. 2 + 2 is starting to equal 5. There are no men and women. There are no genders anymore. If I declare that I'm a man, I should be able to do everything that a man does. It, just because I want to, I should be able to. I mean, this is not the way the world works. I'm 5'4". I am not going to be in the NBA anytime soon. I wouldn't even be in the WNBA. But we've convinced an entire grouping of people that just because they want it, they should have it. We've got adults now that have not gotten past the age of 3 or 4.
Yes, it is interesting. Was it Gehring who said that?
Gehring might have been. It was somebody
It was one of the German guys.
Gehring then.
Yep. Yeah, some, one of them. I can't.
Goering, Goebbels, pick a Nazi, any Nazi.
Because some idiot will sit there and say, "Oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about." If she's that said, but it's outrageous. Anyway.
Well, either way, it's a legitimate quote from a very bad dude who was attempting to use propaganda, because the Nazis were excellent at propaganda.
They were machines.
They just had the stuff down. They had people living right next to concentration camps. Watching the ovens, watching the trains come in.
What's that smell?
And unloading the people who were denying to the... they were wheeling out the bodies. And they were saying, nothing happened here. Nothing happened here. Absolutely. There was no problem at all. And if people think I'm kidding, go back and check your freaking history, because it's true.
If you could find it.
Well, it's still out there. Nothing disappears from the internet except for 23 years of Stenchum's emails.
Lordy.
But
we can't go there, can we? Yeah, we can.
Well, all I'm going to say is we were talking about corruption and propaganda.
Ooh.
And when we have an attorney general's office that can basically blink away 23 years of emails being destroyed and tell everybody nothing to see here, don't worry about it. And then the way they prove that is they investigate themselves and announce that no law was broken.
Yeah, but Drew's looking for the North Dakota legislatures to make it more solid. So they need, as we talked a long
exactly.
time, they need a new
law. That's exactly where I was headed.
Yes, I knew. I could.
I know it. We've been married way too long.
Because
I was going to say, it takes us right back to where we were at the beginning of the show, where we were saying, when there's a problem, we don't enforce the law. We write new laws that we're not going to enforce. And we tell everybody how much we've worked at it and how things are going to be all better now because we're on it. By God, people, we're on it, and we have got this thing down. And then we deliver more propaganda via people coming on the radio and telling us how everything's all right, and then telling us to vote. I can guarantee probably Drew Wrigley's going to be our next attorney general. He will continue on. This will not faze him. This will not faze anybody.
I'm sure
that the anointed person for Secretary of State will be voted in. And we can't seem to get any traction for anybody that would actually do a decent job.
And that's where, I'm going to have to do a political advertisement. Just something, anybody out there, we have to make sure we get Marvin Lepp.
Man knows his century codes.
And he is an honest, good person. He isn't going to care. He doesn't care about Burgum. He doesn't care. He'll just do the codes and do the right thing. Secretary of State, the only one you should even think about voting for is Marvin Lepp. Do not. Mike Howell is going to be the anointed one, the one that everybody's going to say is the one we need. No, he's going to be a disaster just like the one before him. And, oh, by the way, here's another thing that we have to know, and we talked about it earlier, is do not listen to all the other people, because they are going to...
There'll be flyers, there'll be
but
all kinds
there's
going to
be a whole bunch of different candidates
yes.
running for Secretary of State, too. forget them. Do not listen to, do not even care what they say. The only chance we got, and this is the most important election we got, is
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State this time. Even my wife's not quite as important as that. So do not ignore this.
Here's the thing. As conservatives, we had 23 people running. We had 23 people running for school board. We had people running off the wall for the county commission and stuff in Grand Forks. We have to stop eating our own. We have to stop flooding these positions with multiple conservative candidates that do nothing but split the vote and allow the other people the chance to get in because they stay concentrated, they stay on task, they stay on point. We have to get behind one person that is the person for the job, and we have to put the egos to a side. And what we have to do is we have to figure this out, and we have to move forward because otherwise our vote will never count again, even if we do get the machines and everything else figured out.
And, well, now look at it another way, too. If I am a wise man and I want a Republican or my candidate to get win, is I'm going to sit there and I'm going to start supporting these other candidates that want, or I'm going to make them up, these candidates that are going to dilute the voting.
Well, and we can do what the Democrats do and just support the ones we think are more likely to lose, and we'll get in there. Here's the thing, folks. There's a lot going on. I want to thank my husband for taking one for the team and coming in to help me out. And I want to thank Paul for chiming in and stuff here. We are going to have some more guests, hopefully. We don't get another cancellation, but I think we did pretty good today, guys. I think we did darn good. We covered a lot of stuff today. And so I want to tell all of the people that watch these podcasts, thank you. We couldn't do it without you. Allowing us to vent gets us there, but do more. Get out there. Vote, people, and for God's sakes, do your research, as always. Kit Brennan saying goodbye for Common Sense Uncensored.